I got you.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now recording.
Yay! Double the Craig, double the show.
Ooh, doggies. All right, so Ian, you weren't on yet, but Eddie Murphy was amazing.
Amazing.
That was the... He killed Tracy Morgan. Like, it was brilliant. He started shouting about his four-cheese lasagna.
What is the minimum number of cheeses he will consume?
And Leslie can't contain herself.
Not even a
Tracy's tried real hard to go, like, straight-faced to do his couple of lines. And, man, I told Ray, that made me yearn for how funny Eddie Murphy used to be. Because it was glorious.
He did come back around for this whole show.
I was like, holy smokes, he's funny.
He was great at the in the Scared Straight program.
Yep. And then when they brought out...
Did you get invited over to dinner and you find out that everybody there is the same person?
See, he was amazing. Meryl Streep coming out as alien abductee lady's mother.
Yeah, that was great. Colleen Rafferty's mom.
Oh my gosh, that bit killed... And like I said, I had to text you when Bob Goulet came out, and then he started playing a background song, and I'm like, Ian, we're going to get tiny hands, yeah. Ian.
So there was one, like I had missed one of your messages because I was out of sync, because we started watching it, and then it was time to put Owen to bed, and Kelly's like, just keep watching it, but if Brittany and Miley come on, pause it.
Sure.
Because I need to know what that's all about. So that was the very next thing. So I was, you know, quite a little bit behind there for a while.
And then I
caught up and it was all solid gold. Drunk Uncle was funny.
Drunk Uncle was amazing and completely followed up by Deflation. Drunk Uncle was amazing. And then the next skit came on and I was like, oh.
What was the next sketch?
It was Guy and What's Her Name do their bit. Oh, no, he's going to beep it.
That'll just edit out. Was it the... are you talking about still on Weekend Update?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they come out and they whispered about Lauren.
Yes.
Oh, I Lauren's hate that best sketch. Friends.
I hate that bit.
It was
Drunk fine. Uncle had me laughing my, you know, my keister. And I was like, this thing's going on.
if they're gonna let Fred do a Weekend Update bit, that one is one of the least offensive ones.
I suppose it could have been the one where he just reads the news. Is there
he reads the headlines?
Yeah. Ugh,
doesn't make any sense.
Drunk guy goes to barbecue. Ha! And then did you watch did you watch Saturday Night when they did the first episode?
I've seen that many times. I chose not to stay up this time.
Okay. Because I texted you a thing about the Muppets, because I'm like,
into adult Muppets back in the 70s.
Yeah, when there was the whole Muppet sketch about cheating on your wife, I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
So that was good. It was a good time.
Yeah, and really.
And then I was telling
Everything hit for me.
Yeah, I was telling Sam, Ryan, Ray, if you get to catch the concert, the biggest thing I learned, because a lot of the acts were very, very good. But I learned that I am much less of a David Byrne fan than everyone else in the universe.
Really?
He was on my screen way too many times.
Ah, man, now I really want to watch it.
It was like 25 minutes of David Byrne. I'm like, oh, please.
Sweet.
Someone else.
I'll track it down on the dark web.
And then, so then I can talk to you about, so we saw the Captain America movie last night.
Right.
Right on.
And it was okay. Wasn't the worst Marvel movie. But halfway through it, the person to my left was asleep and the person to my right was asleep. So it's got some slow parts. They're both snoring in the theater during the movie.
Interesting. Because a friend of the show, Jared, said that it was, I think he ranked it third worst Marvel movie ever made. And he liked Love and Thunder. So Love and Thunder wasn't a lot.
Love and Thunder's not good.
No.
The Marvels is trash.
The Marvels?
Yeah.
He means Eternals.
No, the Marvels.
Oh, is that a movie?
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, it's got Captain Marvel, Kamala Khan. Yeah.
I forgot that existed.
That's where they go to the planet where everyone can only communicate in song, and it's the worst.
I think I heard about that and specifically didn't see it.
It was nice that in this one they actually finally addressed the Celestial coming out of the Indian Ocean from the Eternals, like,
right,
nine movies later after that happened. So that was all right. And, I mean, it's kind of slow, but, I mean, Giancarlo, what's his bucket? I love him.
Yeah. Juan Carlos Esposito?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was amazing. They could have done more with Ian's guest for the new character than they did.
Hmm.
The leader was not as good as I expected.
Oh.
But, all right, I've seen worse movies.
Nice.
That sounds like a solid thumbs up.
I had rewatched Falcon and Winter Soldier over the weekend before I went to go see this movie. I think that helped me get back into the flavor of Sam Wilson doing his thing. So I think maybe I enjoyed it more than some other people just because I was kind of in that Sam Wilson mode.
Okay.
So.
Hey, we should do a show, though.
All right.
Oh, all right.
Let's talk about Puzzle Quest. Welcome to the 453rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. Sorry I had to bail out on last week, but we got Ray and we got Ian here. How's it going?
Good.
Kicking.
What did you say?
I said kicking.
Not what I heard.
I heard bacon.
Oh, yeah. I said kicking. Oh, yeah. It could be bacon.
I'm like, bacon, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Good in so many ways.
I was like, what's happening? I'm like, anyway. This is the week of the 19th through the 26th of February. And you're a 7-day 4-star crab! Oh, the Titans.
Yeah.
Since we weren't here last week. Last week, you had Ronin versus Thanos. Did you Ronin your way to victory?
I don't think I have any.
You have no Ronin?
You've got some. Not enough.
Oh, do I?
Not enough.
I thought there was a Ronin the Accuser character that I don't have any of.
No. This is Ronin Hawkeye.
Oh, I have a couple of him.
Yeah, you've got a 5-2 knot.
Yeah, probably not going to try.
Well, you missed it, so.
Because oh, good. I have no intention of trying.
This week you've got Lockjaw versus the Torch and, what is that, Back in Black Spidey?
Yep.
See, that's another character I probably have fully covered, but.
Yeah.
You only have level 131, though.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, why? Why do I want to champion Lockjaw?
If you can get his thing to get charge tiles on the right color so that he does damage every round, you win.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, okay. if you get the green going so he starts biting people every turn, then...
Yeah, but it's a double fight, so I will end up championing him.
Yep.
Because I want to beat both of those characters and get 2 tokens. That's worth it. All right, I'll take care of it later.
And then next week, you've got good old Carolina Dean. Going up against Cloak and Dagger, it appears.
Yeah, who's represented terrible. By Adam Driver in a hot dog suit.
Yeah, not sure why Carolina Dean is a hot dog, but...
I don't know, but I like it. That was one of his best roles.
Playing a hot dog?
Yeah. He was fine at that.
All right.
I'm just razzing on him to cheer Craig up, because I think Adam Driver's fine, but...
He's not my favorite.
I am aware.
Now, see, I can never get past him being on Girls. That's the problem.
I know, but it's your fault for watching that stupid show.
Yeah. you're not wrong. But, you know. Let's see. In Storyland, we got Meat Rocket and or Groot. Would you get you Hitmonkey, Captain Britain, Immortal Hulk, placement is Luna Snow. And then I don't know how I want to go with this moving forward. Should it be Phoenix Rex, Imperious Phoenix, you know? Five-star
Neymar. I don't
care
for either of those. You should try a little harder. Bring us some more ideas next week.
All right, I'll try and think.
We'll workshop it together.
And that's going to be filled up by Fight for Your Right to Wakanda.
Lamemore.
No. Where you can get Ragnarok, Luna Snow, and then Namor. And then, in a cool thing that I had to note for myself, if you type in the word Ragnarok in the notepad, it fixes it and puts the umlaut over the O. Automatically.
Okay. I didn't know notepad
was very happy with that.
So advanced.
Yeah.
I didn't either. I was like, look at that. placement is the new character we'll talk about later, and the Gorgon. PvP is the Open Your Mind Quaid season, where you will get the Fabletic Spider-Man, Magic, and Captain Britain. Right now, sword fighting is running. Angel, Rambo, placement is Shuri and Doc Ock. All right, let's hit the news. Ray, you want to do any news? What do you like any of these?
Yeah, not the new character, though.
All right. Let me tell you about a new character. this is Sidewinder.
Yeah, I don't know who this is. Which was the answer to... I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, I didn't either. And
wasn't he on the Luke Cage show? Wasn't he the villain?
That sounds... that now that you say that, that sounds right, but he didn't look like this.
Okay.
He does not look like this. Seth Volker, 4-star. I'm not really sure why this is still the askew rationale, but I guess because it's sidewinding, not straight. I don't know. Anywho, ability, blue ability, cost 7, dimensional teleport. Sidewinder goes away for one turn and creates a strength tile of strength 9. When he returns, deal 83 damage and create a Serpent Society repeater tile. Passive, the first time each ally would take damage equal to at least 15% of their health, instead send them away for one turn. When they return, burst heal them for 7% of their max health. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
You're going up in level. Let's see, at level 5, you're creating a strength 180 tile, dealing 784 damage, damaging consequential, burst healing them for 45% max health. Wow. All right, that power's pretty good. Purple, cost of 7. White collar villainy. Create a 2-turn blue countdown tile that generates 3 AP evenly amongst his strongest colors. When the tile is on the board, whenever an enemy makes a match, steal 2 AP in the color of the match. And whenever you make a match, your opponent steals 1 AP of that color.
Huh.
I don't like that. Passive. If there's a friendly Serpent Society repeater tile on the board when you fire this ability, convert 2 random non-purple basic tiles into purple. As you get up to level, you're creating 5 AP at level 5 and converting 3 tiles. And it is a 4-turn countdown tile. Not as big a fan of that power. Yellow, bargain cost of 5. Leader of the Serpent Society. Create a 5-turn Serpent Society repeater tile that deals 472 damage. Then create a copy of itself, max of 2. Alright. Why don't you just make 2 to start with? Whatever. Massive. Whenever a teammate makes a match, increase the damage dealt from that match by 85% for every team-up AP you have to a max of 425%.
Wow.
Boy, it's going to work well with Shuri. You can really maximize those team-up AP.
That's true.
When you make a team-up match, gain 1 extra team-up AP if one of your teammates is a villain. 85% more match damage. Well, that could get vicious. Let's see, going up in level, damages go up, increases go, oh my. Level 5 creates the 1 turn, deals 102 damage, max of 6 tiles, increasing damage by 305% to a max of 1,525% match damage.
Ooh. Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a Shang-Chi punch like you would not believe right there. That's a lot of match damage. At 5-star land?
Why did you say Shuri?
Just because she, you know, your powers do more when she, you know, you do the auto things with, if you have enough AP, team up AP. He wants you to also have team up AP, not Shuri.
Yeah, he's wrong. He's trying to say
Okoye. Okoye, that's what I meant.
Whew, I thought I was totally lost. Okay.
Well, right. I had Shuri said Shuri earlier, and apparently it stuck in my brain.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes, Okoye, team up AP with Okoye.
Yeah.
But boy, 1,500% match damage. That's a lot of match damage.
Yeah, you add that with the power damage, and yeah, I'm on board.
Whew.
By the way, doggies. Blue Wolf did say that the villain Luke Cage...
Yeah, we got breaking news. Right,
the villain Luke Cage was Cottonmouth, also a Diamondback, but Giancarlo plays Sidewinder in the new movie.
Yeah, he does not look like this character.
He does not dress like this.
So you see, the fight for Wakanda covers the charge and placement there. The Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. will be running starting on the 23rd. Shards and recruit token there. And then in the hunt, covers and shards there. Versus Mother of Invention, he'll covers and shards there. And his event is Market Crash, covers and shards there. That's running the 23rd to the 26th. In the Sidewinder and Foes Vault, there's Super Skrull. Oh, thank you. So... there you go. We did not see that one coming.
No.
Nope.
Not at all.
So, Sidewinder. What do you got? What else in the news?
The Take to the Skies challenge.
Yeah.
So we had a member of our alliance mention this. And I'm glad because it allowed me to know that it was going on. I didn't, without this show, I don't have any idea that this was going on. But it is a community challenge where you use certain characters and you accrue points based on who you use. And in this case, it is the Take to the Skies challenge. So airborne characters. For the purposes of the challenge, the characters, any character that goes airborne, sends someone airborne, or affects someone that is airborne, are part of the community challenge. So you want to use those characters. There's a list on their page here, but I'm not going to go through them all. It's basically, you know, Angel and Throg and Sam Wilson and, you know, look for people.
There's a slew of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Colossus, obviously, infamously.
Gamebreaker.
So yeah, use those characters. Using at least one airborne character in the team gets you a point. Battling against an airborne character gets you a point. You get bonus points for any Sam Wilson, Red Hawk. What's the other thing? Increase your airborne points even further by equipping Sam Wilson with a costume and bringing them into battle for one bonus point. I did manage to get the Sam Wilson costume. I don't know if I bought something for that or if it just, like, I don't know where I got that. I wasn't paying enough attention, but so I've been using my costume Sam Wilson to accrue some points. Currently, we are at 29.6 million points.
Well, 29.74 right now, just updated.
And tier 5 rewards is 50 million, so more than halfway there. So keep using your airborne characters, and we'll get to tier 5.
Tier 4 is at 33.33, so...
Yeah, we're almost there. Getting there.
Very close to tier 4, yeah.
Tier 5 is 50,000 ISO 8, 25,000 red ISO, 200 5-star Sam Wilson shards, and 3-star Soulstone support. So you want that 3-star Soulstone support. Yeah. Let's get to tier 5.
Yeah. This came out last week, but we got the update from the devs we should talk about real quick. For events and Unity Engine backend. This is the info about starting with 5-star Sam Wilson, which we talked about last time. They'll be doing single character releases every 2 weeks instead of the usual 4-star/5 and 3-star releases. So expect to see a 5-star release followed by a 2, 3, or 4-star every 2 weeks. Heroic boss events. Upcoming boss events will run as regular events with an updated reward schedule of support-specific items. So it sounds like maybe the heroic events are... not coming back. Rebalances are on hold for now, but they still have some costumes that are coming. Shard cover exchanges is waiting until the Unity Engine update, which they say is coming very soon. It says they're in the final stages. So big game update will be coming soon to how it works in the background to hopefully allow them to do, you know, newer and cooler things in the game.
Nice.
Anything else for the news?
I don't know. I feel like something has been skipped because I only heard 3 of the 4 things that are listed, but...
Well, that third one down is just a link to the panel that we talked about how many points we got.
Oh, okay. Great. I'm back on board.
All right. Willie, did anything fly in the mailbag the last 2 weeks?
Yes, technically.
All right.
From Dex 1138, he said, regarding Craig's 1-star Venom, if you've got HP kicking around, you can convert any 1-star covers to the Venom covers that you might need. So you can convert all your 1-stars to Venom and just level up your Venom like mad. All it costs you is a handful of HP every time.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I'm curious how many people are doing that. I mean, I guess if you put money into the game, you can, you know, you get the HP and...
I am at my highest amount of HP ever. I've got like 18,000 and change.
Zowie.
There you go. Level up your Venom.
Yeah, I suppose I could. Not gonna do it.
Nice to know that you could, though.
Yep.
That's it. That's what's in the mailbag.
All right, then. Ray, who won the board game bracket?
I should have known you were going to be asking me that next, but I didn't.
You should have.
We had another landslide. Well, I guess the week before it was 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago now, I guess. It was close. But this week, it's another landslide. We have Dominion versus Go. And Go moves forward with a tremendous number of votes. I don't think that's too surprising.
Sweet. No. I kind of saw that coming as well.
I mean, those are two games that I have never played. So this week, however, we have two games that I've played a lot. Whose go is it this week?
I don't know. We didn't discuss.
I think
it's Ray and Ian.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Ray, do you like either of these choices?
Well, I like the one more than you do, so I guess I can go with that.
Right on.
So we have first the board game Risk. This is, I don't know, I loved Risk growing up, but it takes a long time to play. It's hard to talk people into playing it with you because it takes so long. But yeah, you get armies, you march those armies across the world, you try your best to take Australia before your opponent because it's the hardest thing to take back. And you can just build up all your forces in, what is it called, Siam? And hold them off of Australia and just keep getting those bonus points. In any case, you roll dice for combat. I don't know. I found it a good way to spend time when I was young. I often would have all, what is it, six armies? Or was it eight armies? I would play it by myself and have all the opponents and just kind of randomly see who would win. So it's a longtime favorite of mine. In any case, Risk, the board game. Should check it out if you haven't.
Called that because there's a very high risk that our friendship will end if we play Risk together.
No collusion.
Gah, dirty collusion. Constant. I can't live like that. You know how I can live? Scrabble. Scrabble. As long as it's not a two-letter word situation, you have won me over with Scrabble. It is, it's versatile. It's low-tier intellectual. It's just, you know, in all its forms, it's pretty excellent. I feel like it is also, like, the core of word games. I feel like Wordle and all other things like it were born from Scrabble.
Oh, sure. For sure.
Oh, absolutely.
So, big ups to Scrabble right there.
I'm curious what's going to win on this.
I don't know. I feel like it's going to be close.
Yeah, I also think it's going to be close.
This is getting down to it. It's starting to be evenly matched. If you want to make your voice heard, you can vote here in the Discord if you're listening along, or you can reach out to Ray in any of the usual ways. Either, I don't know, what did they email you? Do they blue sky you?
You can email. The email's on the webpage. You can use the webpage interface. There's a form submission thing on there. You can submit to the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or the D3 Go forum, wherever I post the episode. Another thing that I did want to mention, the costumes I said I got, apparently I got them from the season pass. There is three-star one is apparently in the non-premium, and there's a... the four-star is in the non-premium, and the three-star one is in the premium pass. So,
nice.
Thanks, Emmer. Voting is already commenced, so...
Yes. Got a little fortress for fort for Risk, and the letter S for Scrabble. Can't go wrong.
How many points is that letter S worth?
One.
All right. I honestly have no idea, so I believe
it's a very common letter.
It's one. No. Yeah.
Let's move on then.
What's next?
In this case, once again, I am Hans.
Oh my, and I am Franz.
We just want to pump
you up. All right.
Did not appear on the SNL special.
Mm-mm.
No Hans and Franz.
Let's see what's going on with the old boosted list. Okay, three stars. We've got Emma Frost, Hit Monkey, Mephisto, Omega Red, Spider Rex. I don't even like saying it. All right, let's see what these four stars are all about. The Abomination is boosted. He'll be doing more Abomination damage. Moondragon, similarly, she's a enemy special tile nerfer. She'll get better at that. Oh, man, Negasonic Teenage Warhead. This list is real downer so far. I feel like that... Was Negasonic recently reworked, or did I dream that?
She's been reworked at least once, yeah.
Yeah. Red Hulk... All-time favorite of mine.
Straight out of the movie, man.
Gamma Siphon.
He's in these braces.
Oh, and She-Hulk is the boosted. Let's see who's going on the five-star boosted list. Who are these people? Abigail Brand.
She's real strong.
Yeah. I feel like I don't hear enough about Abigail Brand, but she's probably, from what I've heard, real strong. Who does she pair well with others, or is she just really... a formidable all-around character?
You know, I don't remember. I just remember when I used her going, oh, wow, I should probably use her more, and then never doing so. think her match damage is really strong, but I don't know. I don't play this game enough.
Could it be paired up with a brand new character who boosts your match damage?
Yeah. And she heals, so I don't. That's why I don't use her, because I love using Half Thor.
Okay.
And I don't like him getting healed.
Understood. Crystal is boosted.
Crystal is great with Scarlet Witch and what's she called? Elektra Daredevil. That team is fantastic.
Nice. That's exciting. Who is this? Gargantos?
Meh.
He's boosted.
He's fine.
Yeah. Yep. He is very, very much that. And then Ronan. He's boosted. I don't know. He's not someone I hear a lot about. I'd even kind of drifted out of mind.
His powers do decent damage, but...
They look like they do. He's got a Swift Hammer of Justice. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
The animations are good. Oh, and did you see your message from Samurai?
One Star Jugs is boosted. Oh, okay, One Star Jugs is boosted, so if you have him ascended, that will be relevant.
Yeah, he'll do a truckload of damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hit points. Oh, he has so many hit points.
Nice.
So, Ian, if you ever watch that the concert special, Post Malone comes out and sings with, and they introduce them as Post Nirvana. So it's the surviving members of Nirvana with Post Malone singing. It was not bad.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it's if I can get a hold of that concert, I will.
Yeah.
But I guess that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. Have you run out of some cold pop?
Not yet.
All right.
I'm always prepared, but it's getting tedious. I gotta pivot soon. I'll keep you posted.
Pivot!
I even...
Pop! Pop!
What? Just
pop,
happened.
Pop.
Oh, thanks.
Pivot!
I drank the sad one of the pack. And it's not to be down on it. I'm sure it was fun. I hate ginger beer.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't. It's too spicy and it tastes wrong. I don't like it. It's not refreshing. It's not enjoyable. I mean, maybe if you're a ginger beer person, Saranac's made a lot of good beverages thus far. So give it a try. But I'm not interested in it.
You know, what was interesting, which I don't, you know, just to ruin this whole show, the Post Malone Oreos were good.
Oh, what? Do they taste different? Do they have his face on them? Tell me more.
They do not. They were a shortbread cookie and caramel flavor.
I don't know how I feel about that at all. I'll try one.
I found them very good, and I was going to buy more of them at the store, but they did not have any more. So let me see if I can find the flavors. Swirled salted caramel and shortbread. Shortbread flavor cream sandwich between a golden Oreo and a top chocolate Oreo wafer. I enjoyed them. I thought they were good.
All right. I will be open to that. So, speaking of snacks, that's where we're going in the other half of this. We are going to talk briefly about the fourth best candy popcorn-based treat. That is, of course, Poppycock. This is the, you know, popcorn nuts with a little candy glaze on it that you settle for. If for some strange reason you can't get Fiddle Faddle, Crunch and Munch, or Cracker Jack. So it's perfectly fine. I'm just, it's clearly in my rankings fighting for that fourth spot. Because Utz makes a gourmet caramel nut clusters. Oh, they're fighting. It's close.
How does it compare against the sadness as the old school, old timey popcorn ball?
Oh, I love a popcorn ball.
Mm.
I am very pro popcorn ball.
They're hard to eat.
They are. I have, you know, that I have an enormous head and a proportionate mouth.
All right. Please continue.
Oh, sorry. There really wasn't. There wasn't much more other than. I wish
that's
Fiddle Battle started with pop pop.
That sounds like something, you know, Colonel Potter yell at you when he's angry. Poppycock! Fiddle faddle! Chicken and a biscuit!
Cow cookies.
That does not go with the rest of this theme.
No, it does not.
No, right. I feel like, yeah, I feel like that's something, I feel like it needs to be used more. It needs to be used by Alan Quartermain in the sequel to... Ooh. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Alan Quartermain, The Lost Cities of Gold. Classic film.
That's good stuff. Yeah.
All right, thanks then to Magnified.
Magnify.
All right, you got Steam open.
Nope, I dozed off. I'm sorry.
You like my two friends in the movie theater last night.
That was. I am at either side of you at the movie theater.
I was like hearing snoring in stereo. I'm like, what is going on? I'm with seven people and two of the seven are asleep. I'm like,
that's living. Let me see where I keep these tokens these days.
I mean, man, you know, even on bargain night, it was still $9 for, you know, the freaking movie. I mean,
that's a lot. What's this? Ooh, Morbius.
I've heard him.
Yeah, I feel like someone I don't have fully covered, which is the only reason I would ever say, ooh, Morbius. I was correct. I do not have him fully covered, and I got one that I need.
Nice. All right.
Ray, just doing one?
Yep. And it is a 4-star Deathlock Focused Fire.
Ooh.
Open, I don't know, 5 of these. Whatever. Let's see. Daisy. Hulkbuster. Uncanny Deadpool. There's a 5-star Gorgon, Calculated Strikes. And Morbius. There you go.
Everything's coming out Morbius.
It is.
That gets my Gorgon to a 3-1-2.
Who's currently the 5-stars in there? Namor, Gorgon?
I don't know. I closed it.
Boo. Mephisto.
Mephisto. Thank you. It's Morbin time. Thanks, Lugga.
Thanks, as always, to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, my goodness. It's best that we find out for ourselves by going to soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. You can find direct links to all the shows on the podcasting network. Soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com.
All right, anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen?
Do you want to go to State College Comic Con this year?
When is that?
March 1st soon. Or the 2nd-ish.
Not this weekend. Well, next weekend.
Yeah.
I don't want to go on a Saturday because I don't want it to disrupt my D&D, but I could be talking to Goat on Sunday.
Yeah, I could too.
I've got hockey Sunday's tickets on Friday night. Well, it'll be a busy weekend. Yeah, I got hockey tickets 28th. Yeah, if we game on Sunday, on Saturday, yeah, I could go with the 2nd.
Okay. Let's tentatively plan on that.
All right.
Cool. We'll be up.
It's been getting better. I mean, this be year 3?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's certainly not declining yet, so I'll
no,
take it.
No, it's been slowly growing, so it's got that going for it.
Good.
All right. That's it. Thanks, everybody, for joining in. Comments, suggestions, please send them to Willie's Mailbag through any of those ways that Ray mentioned earlier. You can always go to our webpage itself, click on the Amazon banner, and buy yourself something, and that buys a little something for us as well. So goodbye for now, and remember, kids, give hand signals to those behind. They don't know what's in your mind. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.